I hope I had it recorded before. Well, it's all divinely perfect, but it's recording now. All right, one moment, sweetheart. So when I tune in to you, my friend, I instantly am in the middle of sacred geometry. I'm no longer in the earth plane. I'm literally in the middle of sacred geometry. You ever see like those, like those pictures where someone's climbing on DNA strands or whatever it is? That's how I feel right now. It has to do with the energy you're holding. I'll tell you this, Miss Heather, just tuning into it energetically, I feel stronger. Mm. Not stronger, I feel less cluttered. Like it's just more serene. Wow. Okay, message. You've got whales that are helping you with frequency entitlement. They're helping you hold the frequency that you're aligning with. So I keep wanting to say dolphins, and I've yet to see a dolphin that keeps showing me whales. So I would probably go on YouTube and just listen to some whale videos or whatever, and just sort of bathe in that, like really allow that to be meditative music in your meditation or something. I just feel like it's very helpful right now. It's just lovely, really. Okay, so first thing is whales, and let me see what else we can tell you. And say your name, please.
Heather.
You're doing something in England right now. I don't know how you feel about England, but you're doing something out of the body, obviously, that's very significant for the awakening of mankind. Nothing, nothing small, just that. So just know. Something in England, you're there.
It's all right. Apparently, I literally am a Mayflower baby, so, you know, we're going to do all of that right now. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Strong lady. All right. Let me see what else I can tell you. And say your name again, please.
Heather.
Allow yourself the gift of leisure. What they mean is don't feel like you need to run around. They're trying to get you to take a pause in holding. This is all about holding your energy right now. So there are times when you may actually feel like you can't remember something, can't remember things, or you may just suddenly feel like you're daydreaming or something. You're not. You're aligning. And it's very, very purposeful. In other words, what you're doing in your downtime is more relevant than when you're moving your feet. And say your name one more time, please.
Heather.
So the more that you can, it's like you're being calibrated and you're learning how to receive and establish. So really holding that frequency, holding that alignment, in your sacred space, they're showing me like sound frequency. You may start recognizing it where you're just gonna hear sounds or just feel like there's music around you. There is. And it's receiving that and anchoring that in your hologram and in your energy field. There's not a lot that you're doing that is as important as this entitlement. In your field is all the sacred geometry. I mean, it's just there. And they're saying you're entitled. So you're learning how to adjust to that receivership and align. That's all I know. Wales and England. Mm. And, excuse me, align. My feeling is once you finish aligning, and say your name again, please.
Heather.
Oh my gosh. you move on me. you'll have more gifts. You'll have more gifts. Right now, it's like you've got training wheels. They're like, they're working with you to help you receive it. And yeah, it's kind of like, I hope that makes sense.
It does. And I don't know if this is to the other messages, my own ego, ping pong ball, but there was another being who said, well, you're a confused human. And so that's like, okay, as above, so below, okay. So this human thing, or that was somebody else's projection that is now rattling around.
Okay, so it's a physical being that said you're confused.
Yeah,
okay.
And yet also bigger than,
Well, you actually are. I mean, because you're not receiving yourself in your human entitlement anymore. So in a way that's actually quite correct, because you're learning how to receive the species out of form. You're on this, I'm going to call it a light carrier. I just feel like all this multidimensional awareness is just going to pop open in a very, very short span of time. I see you in this like gown. It's like white gown, tremendous power. You're a confused human. One moment, and say your name again, please.
Heather.
And say it one more time.
Heather.
Thank you. You're releasing something. It was purposeful that they said that to you. They were supposed to say that. And it doesn't have to do with this lifetime or this moment in this lifetime. There is something you were releasing.
Okay.
They're not showing me what it was, but Heather, say your name one more time.
Heather.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Sometimes things just need to get released, and we just, this would be a good way to do it. There it goes.
I think we're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Best and highest.
And say your first name, please.
Otto.
You're receiving yourself in degrees. You're making a bid for power. I literally, I know this sounds weird, but it looks like a toaster oven where you receive toast, I guess just a toaster. But they have like four slices where it's like slice, 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 slice. You're receiving yourself in endowments. You've stepped up somehow to your credit, to your advantage. And you're now, and say your name again, please.
Otto.
You've done some kind of agreement with your higher self to know yourself in this context, in this voyage, in this lifetime. So I've got you in another timeline, and it's like the two of you are merging. It's going to give you clarity. It's going to give you endurance. And say your name again, please.
Otto.
Backbone. Clarity, endurance, backbone. Going to feel stronger, more equipped. I feel like it's just going to help you make decisions. It's going to help. It's going to help. It comes in stages, is the reason why I saw like the four slices of bread. So it's like stage, stage, stage. And say your name again, please.
Otto.
Permit yourself to keep waking up to a new man, if that makes sense. Like to keep waking up to further receivership, further endowment, further, I just feel like you get strength, backbone, commitment, strength. What I mean by strength is it's easier to not get lost. It's easier to not get, I wouldn't say lazy, you're not lazy, but it's sort of like sometimes if things get overwhelming, you just kind of take a step back. This is going to help you plant your feet, help you prioritize, help you like stick your landing. So just know that you've ordered it. It's in route, and it's coming in stages. And say your name again, please.
Otto.
And it's good. It's good. It helps you arrive. It helps you arrive. It helps you stay put, so that you can move through consciousness. Because that's what this is all about. Strength, endurance. I hope that helps.
Sounds like it would.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Best and highest, and I guess I have a question.
Okay. I am so sorry. When you walked in, it dawned to me I never got back to you after I had to cancel, so my apologies.
It's okay.
Okay, a moment, please. Gosh, it's like that same message from Otto, of course, because you're sitting next to each other. I've just got root chakra energy all over you. I mean, like, all over you. And it's the same message. It's like helping you arrive. It's helping you plant your feet. It's helping you prioritize your own establishment, your own advisement. In other words, not needing to run, not needing to not be present, to know that you can handle effectively anything that shows up. And trust life to support you. All that good root chakra energy. But you're the magician, because not only is that the medicine of the day to bring you to good working order, but you've somehow called that forth. So I don't know if you did that consciously or not, but it's there. So just think red, because it's just surrounding you and helping you too. It's good. I feel like you're moving into a new cycle, a new sequence, where you're just not going to be as I don't know what it is, sort of like afraid of life or afraid of situations where it's like, you know, you got good backing, you know, you can trust your own opinions, your own feelings, you can trust life, that sort of thing. So it's good. You've got the energy supporting, so I don't know if it's just good karma or you've specifically been working on this, but it's there, and it's really going to ground you. It's going to take you into a new cycle, a place of true desire. It's good. It's like you're here, you're showing up, you're arriving. So it's very good. And say your first name, please.
Stephanie.
It's going to help you trust yourself more. So you're not looking for another, you're listening to your own placement, your own opinion, your own gut, your own feeling, that sort of thing. And say your name one more time, please.
Stephanie.
To thine own self be true. To thine own self be true. Same message, listen to your own feeling. To thine own self be true, listen to your own desires. It's good. You're going through, I feel like you've done a lot of work over the years, but you're moving to like a new phase of it. Like you're taking it like to the next level is what it feels like. So sometimes the gifts are not going to be what you receive in the external as much as your elevation of your own franchise, your own energy. And that's the best gift you can have, because it's from that vibration that you then call in with a doctor ordered. In other words, sometimes we call things in to help us learn our lessons versus really bringing us pleasure. But that is pleasure, to learn your lessons. And so that's what I feel like through this phase or cycle, your frequency is going to come into further establishment, and from there, then you bring in, it's like, ah, this is good now. This is really good. So I hope that helps. And your question?
Does that have to do with my upgrade?
I would think so, if you're in the middle of an upgrade and all this is going on. And what do you mean by that? I'll just feel the energy of it.
As far as the energy that I've received, from the gifts of other people, I guess.
And say your name again, please.
Stephanie.
Well, you're going through shifting, so I would say yes. But regardless of origin, you're going through shifting, which is very good. Life's not going to work quite the way it did before. You're kind of clearing up your own self-injuries, your own displacements, and coming into full charge. And I feel like it's really good. It's time. So there's a little bit of a transition phase, and then you literally are going to call the shots, because you're going to attract a different alignment and different vibration. I hope that, does that make sense? It's good, really good. To your credit, I'm gonna say, to your credit. Oh, that's good, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hi.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Just a general message.
Okay. You are going to find in your life review many, 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 many moons from now, when you cross over, that you have been a delight to many who carry your name in their heart. In other words, you were just busy being yourself, and you're like, well, I just did what anyone else would do. Well, not really. You went above and beyond the call of duty in numerous occasions. And I have these different beings, their higher selves, that it's like they're putting your name in the record book of you know, excellent service, excellent. So it's really for you to receive that endowment. In other words, receive that reflection of your own mastery, where you didn't just do the linear, you didn't just do what was required. It's sort of like, you know, God always watches, that sort of thing, everything we do. Or it's like when no one's looking, you know, that really shows what someone's made of. You went above and beyond. And there are many, and I do mean many, beings that like want to praise your name. So when you return to the higher realms, when we all are there as one in our higher embodiment, you're just going to be blown away with all the love returning to you that you offered so tirelessly. And again, from your soul's perspective, you're like, well, I just did what anyone else would do. No, you don't understand how awakened your heart is. You don't understand how high you are spiritually, because there are others, oh, I don't know, they're walking around with this degree, or they speak tongues, whatever they do. But the whole idea really is to move into the awakened heart. At the end of the day, it's really about leaving egoic trance and moving into our divine Godhead, to our divine self, you're doing that very nicely. So they just want to bring forth that compliment, that acknowledgement, so that you can take it with you in the mirage. In other words, while you're still in form. The reason being, and say your name again, please.
Bruce.
You're going to get some special privileges. You're going to get, talking about upgrades, you're going to get some offerings, and you may be taken aback or not feel ready or entitled. And this is why they're kind of giving you this plug to remind you that they're earned. They're earned. It's through your grace. What you give out comes back tenfold. Is it true? Is he a lover?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Right on, spot on.
Yeah. Really beautiful.
I'm crying.
Make me cry. I don't even know you guys. Yeah, really good. All right. In fact, I'm going to